Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again this morning. It is Thursday morning, and I hope your day is going well. I know a lot of you have watched the news. I've seen things on the news myself that's kind of disturbing, and some have even reached out to me and said, hey, what do you think about all these protests going on college campuses? And some of you know that I'm on a college campus. I teach at a college campus, but we don't have those type of things. I teach at a Christian university, and we're not seeing that, thank the good Lord. But it is disturbing, and it's disturbing because individuals are only looking at this issue from a single perspective, the issue from Hamas to Israel, and the issue that Israel is retaliating against the Hamas attack. And people are saying that the United States needs to jump into the game and stop the attack because innocent people are being killed and that Israel is the aggressor and not Hamas. Well, apparently people don't look deep into what had happened back in October of last year. And Israel has said on the table numerous times, and it is still on the table today, that if Hamas releases the hostages, there would be a ceasefire. So all this is quite interesting, to say the least. And why do I say it's interesting? I say it's interesting because, number one, people don't know what has happened. But number two, which is probably more important, is that people don't realize that this is a spiritual issue. Because if we go all the way back to Ezekiel and we look at Ezekiel, which I did a little bit of a study on that back in October and November of last year, you realize that this is a God versus Satan thing. There are countries, and always have been, and according to Scripture always will be, that will oppose Israel, that don't want them to exist. And so that alone in itself is something that we need to take note of. I also find it interesting, and I put quotations around that word, is how many people will protest something like this, as well as keep their masks on, their faces covered. They don't want you to know their identity. And they protest with violence. They protest with not allowing you to rebuttal what they're saying or even ask them questions. And so this is technically not a protest. This is more of a stand against not only the people of Israel and the Jewish people of our country, but also a stand against America and our freedoms. I have the utmost confidence, excuse me, that we are allowed to protest. We're allowed for the First Amendment, freedom of press, freedom of speech, of course, freedom of religion, which I am so thankful that is the case. But I don't see that this is falling under that category quite well, because protests are allowed and also supported because of people who gave their lives for this country. But you must be willing to listen and have dialogue and debate to the other side. So the reality is that we have people that are standing up against God's chosen people, the people of Israel. And therefore, we are seeing prophecy take place to a degree from the book of Ezekiel. But that's not why you tuned in today. We're already 4 minutes into today's message, and we haven't even read Scripture. We're going to pick up with James chapter 4, verse 12, where we left off yesterday, and we'll continue on from there. James chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?" All right, various translations will translate these slightly different with some different words, but in reality, it all means the same. There is only one that is above the law, that is the lawgiver, that is God himself. He is the lawgiver, and he is also the judge. What does this mean? All right, it means there is only one author of the law. There is one judge over the law, but there is one savior from the law's condemnation, as it says, he who is able to save and to destroy. So this is a reminder to the Jewish readers that God was able to rebuke their haughty attitudes, their judgmental actions. You know, and we talk about Israel. We talk about Israel this morning. We say that there's God's chosen people, but they didn't always act like God's chosen people. And in many cases, they're still not, in most cases, acting like God's chosen people. But in reality, the reality is that Jesus Christ came first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. And those who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, those that have turned away from their sinful ways and turned to Christ, then those are the ones who believe, those are the ones who are saved. All right? But James asks another rhetorical question here. He says, but you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Okay, now we're getting personal. This is another rhetorical question that James typically asks throughout his book, throughout his letter. A humble attitude, just actions are essential for spiritual grace. Therefore, you have to have humility. We have to be always looking for what God deems as His will for our lives. We are to live in a way that is considered true and just. James then goes on from this point forward to show how these qualities of life go up against empty boasting. And for that, you will want to listen in, all right? And check us out in the days and weeks to come. Sorry it took a few minutes extra to talk about the protesting that's going on. If you are by chance listening and you are a protester and you are pro-Hamas and pro-Palestine, listen to me on this regard. You have the right to say whatever you want to in this country. But if you want to say something, stand firm in what you believe. Take the mask off. Have an open discussion with people who are opposing what you say and may even offer you information in regard to truth and reality. So think on these things today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.